mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul is going to be calling in sometime in the second half hour of this broadcast today to get into the accelerating debt bubble and how bad it's going to get, and some other breaking key intel. So former Congressman Ron Paul, I have to get used to saying that, is joining us coming up later in the hour. And then Mike Adams is going to be in studio with us today. And in case you missed it, we're going to probably air the first 5-10 minutes of one of the most prominent Second Amendment advocates out there. You know who that is. Ted Nugent, who I know lives north of Austin on a large ranch. He's been on the show many times over the last 15 years, but hadn't been on in about a year. He called into the show, and it was powerful radio because he wasn't in his promotions mode when he's doing, you know, 5 interviews a day. A lot of people like that have a system where they do interviews in bulk a few times a year, and then that's it. And when they're not doing interviews, they're not doing them. And so when you get interviews with folks like that, and they're kind of on the circuit, you're just getting like a recording. That is not what happened yesterday. We had some really good talks off air. He didn't say it was off record, but it'll just remain off record. Looks like I may drive up to interview him in the next month or so before he goes back on tour, or get him in studio. Who knows? But in fact, guys, remind me. I'm not name dropping here. I already had his info before, but I never had his cell phone. Where's Ted's cell phone that I had written down in here? I left it in here yesterday. I was supposed to call him last night. All right. I just forgot I was. So that's another problem. I'm just completely overwhelmed. Literally. It's getting to the point where I don't even know what's going on anymore. Is that it? Okay, good. Thank you. Anyways, I was supposed to call. Side issue, ladies and gentlemen. I get in here, I get on air, and then my brain kind of clicks on. I'm like, whoa. Well, you know how I tell stories. I start talking about something, and then I just kind of start regurgitating whatever's on the top of my mind concerning that. But pretty amazing stuff I talked about with Ted Nugent off air. So we'll see about getting him on air with us in a face-to-face interview, or at least over the phone. But wow, a lot of stuff going on in the world today. We're working on a very big news story that will damage the establishment media big time. I'll just leave it at that. It's top level A-plus scandal, 5-star scandal. But there's lots of cold feet stuff going on, and so I'm not worried about it, really. If God wants this information to come out, it will. And if God doesn't want this information to come out, it won't. And I'm the type of person that will release it if I'm authorized to. It's confirmed. But if I'm not authorized to, then I'm not going to push the people to cover it. And, you know, it's the kind of thing like I take a risk releasing stories like this. So it's kind of like, okay, I got the huevos to release this if it falls in my lap. But it's not any scandal stuff with hookers or anything, so there's no need for a hit team to come kill us. Plus, the government's listening to all the phones. They already know. People that have cold feet, there's really no need to, because the only thing you ought to have cold feet about is the fact that you're sitting on top stuff like that. But it deals with media things. I mean, it'll be a big news story, just to say the least, if it ends up... If it ends up coming out. Okay, I'm going to reset, refocus, and come back. It's a gigantic news day. And speaking of big news, there's some other big news that's going to be breaking tomorrow. Michael Savage is also joining us tomorrow, but that's a separate issue. And it's just things are all accelerating. But they're accelerating on so many other fronts as well. They call it a quickening. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered carnivore, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivore that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friends, it's another Monday, the 25th day of February, 2013. Before we know it, 2013 will be a memory. And the Second Amendment and our republic and the dollar and our whole future if we don't get awake and involved right now. Okay, folks, we've got an unbelievably jam-packed broadcast today. Ron Paul's coming on in about 30 minutes. He'll be joining us, Congressman Ron Paul. Former Congressman Ron Paul, about the economy and a lot more. So that is coming up with really the grand poobah of the libertarian constitutional movement. Ron Paul needs no introduction, and then Mike Adams will be breaking a whole bunch of important health news with organics and not just the horse meat in the beef food chain, but also, we're going to be getting into the things you've really got to worry about, including not just fake fish or fish being substituted, but some really bizarre stuff on that front. I've not covered what's happening with the Vatican enough, and I do need to speak to that. Another cardinal is resigning, Cardinal Keith O'Brien, reportedly because of a string of boyfriends. And if it isn't true, why is he resigning, ladies and gentlemen? Why is Pope Benedict Ratzinger stepping down? The point here is, though, is that these scandals have been under the surface forever. Why is this all surfacing now? Well, what did I tell you months ago? They're only bringing out the Seville stuff with the BBC and the Satanism and the necrophilia and the torturing kids and the royal family to blackmail the royal family and the British establishment. The system could bring it down right now. The globalists, that's the mega banks, are blackmailing the Vatican right now. This is when you get down to the final end game in global government, is when they start knocking each other off, because there's been a sharing of power between the major players. And it is really coming to a head right now. Major globalist private intelligence infiltration of the Vatican, of the British royal family. And it's all being orchestrated by a handful of ultra-mega banks who control the entire globe, basically, at this point, and are mopping up a few countries that are left. Then they're going to mop up free speech, mop up the family, mop up your bank account, and bankrupt you as a tool of total economic domination, and then pose as saviors, collectivizing everything and putting you on welfare. They're now talking about going over 50 million Americans on food stamps, and food stamps for people's pets. And so everything will be paid for as long as you submit and take the vaccines and don't have children. That is going to be part of the larger program. And those of us that don't just want to be complete government slaves are going to be called terrorists. Now, this is a pretty nightmare program of the globalist, but it can be stopped if we speak out and realize the plan. But if we keep dialing into mainstream television and mainstream politics, that only gives you a tiny sliver of the larger spectrum. We will be blind. We will be rudderless. We will be thrown upon the rocks and crushed a little bitty pieces societally. It is a very cold-blooded program, a scientific blueprint takeover. But knowing the blueprint and knowing how horrible it is for the general public is a way to trigger our survival instinct and to get humanity firing in the right direction against tyranny. That's why they try to sell giving up, being nihilistic, not caring, being into death, being into being a slave, while you still have plenty of food and water and entertainment. You know, these people thinking death and all this is sexy, and being slaves and being humiliated and being tortured is cool because it's, you know, cutting edge and because they don't care. They haven't really experienced it yet. So it is a fancy that has been sold to them that they think they like, but not a real fancy. Because if you really fancy something, you need to have experienced it and actually like it. Like, if you think you'd fancy having a dog when you're 17 and move out of home, and you put a big dog in a small apartment and it chews everything up and urinates all over the rug and everything and chews holes in the walls and ruins your life, and then you just dump the dog or give it to the pound. See, you aren't a real dog fancier. You didn't do what it took to actually train the dog, care about the dog, take the dog around with you. You don't actually like a dog. You weren't a true dog fancier. And those of you that fancy tyranny and you think it's powerful and it's a dark, mysterious flame that you are approaching, I will assure 99.9% of you who are laughing right now and think all this evil's funny, you will wish later you'd done something. Just denying it's happening or saying you don't care, saying, so what, humanity's a disease, let it happen. You are saying that from a position of someone that has not been in that lake, who has not swum in its waters. You say you're a veteran of evil. You say you're a veteran of being cool and narcissistic in your own mind. But all that is a coward's subconscious Pavlovian mass Stockholm learned helplessness response that deep down your subconscious is telling you you're in mortal peril. But you don't respect yourself enough to admit to yourself how much peril you and our entire species is in, all of us. And so you then mock what your greater mind is warning you about. That is your coward response. It's no big deal. It's not a problem. Yes, it is a problem, and yes, it's real. And those of you that work for the system in your little offices and your little suits and your black ties and your national security clearance crud live in the biggest propagandized echo chambers out there. And you, who see nothing, who say nothing, who hear nothing, you are fools, and you're on a fool's errand. You're not an assassin. You're a errand boy sent by the grocer to collect a debt. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me try to give you some of the headlines here ahead of Ron Paul coming on. And then Mike Adams in studio with breaking news. We'll have open phones the next hour if I'm able to control myself and cover the news. Let me just give you some of the latest stuff that broke and then the top stories here. There is the new Watson article just went live. Will you print it for me? I hadn't talked about it yet, but it's big breaking news, really big. It ties into this article. Lobbyist demands approval for lethal drones within the United States. Applewhite admits UAVs have been used for indiscriminate killings. And that's one of the main lobbyists for the drone outfit. And here is the breaking news. You got to hit refresh on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com to get this, to get past our caching system. It takes about 15 minutes for articles to show up sometimes. Former Obama press secretary was ordered to act as if drone program did not exist. The first rule of the drone program is that you do not talk about the drone program. And no, that's Steve Watson's article on drones. The Paul Watson one has not broken yet. Okay. I told him watch out for Watson's drone article. And so you can't blame him for bringing me one that Steve just did. They're such prolific. Right, and that isn't a big breaking news. I'll tell you what it is, and it should be out in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. Homeland Security has funded a new special drone specifically to hunt down gun owners. You can't make this up. We have the actual training video. I'm laughing because it's just so out of control. I mean, we're in a science fiction movie. They're poisoning the food and water. I've got articles here about China's cancer cities, as they're called, because their cancers are up 3, 4, 5,000%, depending on which type. So are ours. It's just such a joke when people are like, the government's there to protect us. Oh, it's not that bad, Alex. You know, they're not terrorists. You'd be dead. They haven't killed me yet because they believe it'll interfere in their computer simulation with their over-the-horizon Google crystal ball junk. It would mess up the simulation because I've been around for so long that it would validate everything I've said, and they know I've already covered every issue under the sun. And so they don't want that big trigger event yet. Don't worry. They plan on killing me later. Make no mistake. Yes, this is a death grip battle. This is a fight to the death, folks. I hope you realize that out there. This is not a game. This is not a joke. It's not some radio guy trying to sound shocking. I have studied reality. I have studied the enemy's own statements. And if anything, it's worse than I'm saying. Okay, I want to explain something to you. A lot of people say to me, you scare me. No, I'm not trying to scare you. The scary stuff's going on whether you admit it or not. We've got to admit we're under attack and do something about it. Okay, that's what I'm here to tell you. And all of you that are delusional and think you're part of the winning power structure, you're not. At the end of this thing, you're dead, I'm dead. Okay? The globalists want global exterminism. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You know, I've talked about it, but I still haven't played the video clip that Luke Radowski got in an interview with Michael Moore, where he said last week, hey, you don't need a gun, get a dog. This is a guy that has up to six bodyguards that are armed. They've been arrested for being armed in illegal, prohibited areas. I mean, this is a total hypocrite. And I was just thinking about that during the breaks while I mentioned it. Calling into the show was Ted Nugent yesterday. And it was not the Ted Nugent when he's out kind of as a machine doing interviews. It was the real Ted Nugent, which is similar to the Ted Nugent you hear on air. I'm I'm not saying he's being disingenuous. I'm saying he was more candid and stuff on air and off air with me because now stuff's getting so hardcore. The things he's personally been experiencing. See, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I keep trying to get across to you. This is not a game. The globalists see it as a game, and the whole world's a simulation. They have every person, every piece of equipment, everything in the world that they can track in giant Pentagon and other globalist simulations. That's on record. MIT, you name it. The RFID, the tracker chips, the smart grid that's going in. Sure, it's great to know, be able to turn the lights off at your house or see what's going on via a remote camera. The problem is it's all been designed and backdoored to control us. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a gun until a crazy person comes with a gun to kill you. And then you've got to have a gun to protect yourself, meet force with force. But here, the globalists run the whole system, and it's a whole level above anything we can technologically even understand. And it's a whole level of total war against the species and a full-spectrum dominance where the global technocrats fund the enemies themselves and add that into the simulation to where it is a matrix-level false reality, but it's three-dimensional. The system is attempting to build a totally false construct, where then you go out and simulate. The police don't even know why they call it their role, or the military, our role, or we're going to do this drill. It's all acting. And then Al-Qaeda works for the globalists, and only their top people know that. And then people are fighting and dying. It's a real war, but it's totally scripted, funded by the megabanks. The Vatican being brought down by the globalists for full control to put in their new puppet pope. Incredible. The British royalty being absolutely blackmailed right now with the pedophile scandal. The prime ministership, all of it. The Penn State, all of this is being activated now. It's always been going on. It's being activated now for blackmail purposes. See, everything is going hot right now. This is the time. We've entered the zone of the acceleration of the globalist program. That's why they're going after the guns. That's why they're shutting down the power plants. That's why they're opening up the borders. That's why it's all just going to get crazier from here on out. And we've been trying to shape the battlefield in the info war to get people ready. I knew a decade ago that, and I said this over and over again, that people weren't going to listen at the time. But they would remember what they heard as the next phase came in. And that our real power to wake people up and the great danger zone would be when our credibility rose to that level. And I didn't act bombastic and aggressive and crazy on air on purpose. That's really how I am. But God used that. Use that behavior that's entertaining to some to actually be chum in the water, to bring in the sharks, but to also create a spectacle so that people would pay attention and laugh at it in many cases. God works in mysterious ways, and now all these years later, see, people aren't laughing anymore. And they're going to laugh a lot less because myself and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and Bob Chapman and thousands of others, the John Birch Society and so many others, when the media laughs and goes, John Birch Society, crazy kooks, never gives a reason why. It's because they were so dead on. So accurate. Absolutely knew what was going on. So, those kooks, those crazy people, nobody listened to them because, oh my goodness, discredit that. Oh my goodness, don't go there. Oh my goodness, don't listen to them. Because of all of that, we have major capital, politically, economically, worldwide. That's why they're announcing, the Tea Party's dead, everyone hates it, Obama has won, total mandate for total takeover, as a self-fulfilling prophecy bandwagon effect on the weak-minded. The Republican leadership is, yes, we've all failed, communism is the way to go, socialism, open the borders, socialism. Turn your guns in. That's the Republican leadership in a huge hoax. Because what is the Tea Party? The real Tea Party is basically John Birch Society, constitutionalist. There's a new world order foreign banking takeover of America to set up three global regions and a world government. What's happened? The John Birch Society in the 50s and 60s cited everything. They had the government connections. They had the research. They had people killed over this information. And then it all came true, didn't it? Didn't it? Didn't it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are live here, ladies and gentlemen. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Ron Paul's going to be calling us, I think, in about 10 minutes. So look for some breaking news with the congressman on the economy and QE Unlimited. Instead of ranting about the nature of the New World Order and the decision we have to make, I just want to say this to everybody. Everyone can feel it. The quickening, the danger, how serious things are. And it's because the globalists have decided to devalue currencies in a coordinated function worldwide. And if you go to InfoWars.com, there's a drone story. We've got another big breaking one coming up. There's a big story up on the site dealing with drones where the press secretary was told, act as if drone program doesn't exist, the illegal, unconstitutional violation of the Geneva Convention drone program, just killing people. They say if they appear to be fighting age males. They can just kill them, not even having weapons in their hands, going into countries that haven't authorized it on top of it. In a rare admission, Robert Gibbs, the former White House press secretary under Obama, told reporters Sunday that he was ordered to act as if there were no such thing as active U.S. drone program. That's the same thing. There's no New World Order. There's no currency devaluation. The Federal Reserve isn't private. There's no gun confiscation plan. Well, 15, 16 states have introduced bills. They're already trying to confiscate semi-autos and stuff over seven rounds in New York. Here's the Department of Justice memo that's now out. That's some of the big news, saying, yeah, let's just confiscate all the guns. No, there's no Justice Department. Well, yeah, there is. You ran Fast and Furious. Here's the memo where you said you'd blame it on the Second Amendment. CBS News got it. No, there's not. It doesn't exist. I mean, I've had ABC Nightly News here, the host of ABC Nightly News, forget his name, you know, for Nightline. He also does that. And he goes, there's no world government. And I go, let me show you. And I had literally like 20 different videos and links to world leaders saying world government. And he goes, well, that's a different world government than what you're talking about. And he said, okay, let's go to the park and do an interview. We've done one in here. Let's do one in the park. So 30 minutes later, we're at the park. He's got his crew with him. And I go, well, you just saw them admit world government. And he goes, no, I didn't. I don't agree to that. And then we went to dinner and he's like, oh, I know. How's your family doing? And it was, and he's like, yeah, I agree with what you said at the end. You know, you're a soldier. And he just stopped right there because I said, I'm here a soldier for what I stand for. You're a soldier on your side. That's how the first Nightline ended, was me saying that out there in the control room. And we're off having dinner with him and his crew. And he's just like, yeah, yeah, there's no world government. But there is, Alex. You're a nice guy. But I'm the anchor of ABC Nightly News. And I'm not forgetting his name to be obnoxious. I can't draw his name right now out of my memory. It just shows the mind game. And I sit there, and I'm like, I'm not playing your mind game, okay? There is a secret drone program. They do plan to have it domestically roll out. It's already rolled out. Now we have internal videos that these morons, not just one, but we're digging up more, that these morons put on a server and index to be public, promoting Homeland Security funding drones to spy on gun owners. You cannot make that up. Watson's got it going up very soon at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, this is the cuckoo level we've gotten to. And Robert Gibbs goes, yeah, I know I look dumb, but they told me to just act like it didn't exist. And this is, understand something, this is when it was on record it was going on. You'd see that with Bush's Perino, the blonde. She would get up there and they'd say, is the oil price going up because the dollar's being devalued? She would go, I cannot speak to that. And they would go, but the oil price is going up. She goes, I cannot speak to that. I mean, it's this wall of denial. And when you're informed, it's comical. But to the general public, they don't know. Most people don't even watch press conferences. Or if they do, they're in the media, and then they're lazy about it. They just repeat whatever government says. So you've got a huge, corrupt world government that's been set up. I mean, look at some of these headlines. Lobbyist demands approval for lethal drones within the United States. Former Obama press secretary was ordered to act as if drone program did not exist. Beretta tells Maryland it will move operations if gun law is enacted. And a bunch of gun manufacturers, as you know, over the weekend came out and said, we will no longer sell to government, federal or state, any of these firearms if you deny them to the citizens. And that's how you need to act, folks. Gun owners, gun shops, companies, corporations that aren't global traders, you do not do business with the enemy. This is life and death, folks. We've got to use the power of the purse that we have left in boycotts or it's over. You've got to live for the rebellion against tyranny. You've got to live for the republic. Plus, if you do that and try to buy local, try to buy American, none of us are perfect, try to speak out against the globalist. Vote with your dollars, vote with your mouth, vote with word of mouth, vote on the jury box, the grand jury. When you do that, it hurts the globalist. I mean, they need us to go along with them. They need us to buy into their system. You don't have to die for the revolution. You've got to live for the revolution. That's what Immortal Technique said, and I'm definitely going to. I know that's been said by others before, but it's absolutely true. You got to define the real revolution, not the collectivist corporate fascist, not the collectivist socialist or communist, no. Real local control, real sustainability, not the fake UN counterfeit that's really unsustainability. See, everything with them has one label, but is the opposite. Or if you catch them doing something, they just go, no, you didn't. Hey, Wells Fargo, you got caught with Wachovia laundering $300-something billion of drug money. No, we didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, here it is admitted in the news. No, we didn't. They play this game with you, hoping that you're not really informed, hoping that it just matters. Well, you know, MSNBC says there's no New World Order and Alex Jones is crazy, but Alex Jones has all this proof. But MSNBC has a fancier looking studio and their people read off a teleprompter, so it looks slicker. I'm going to go with them. So here's some of the gun grabbing news. DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all guns. Infowars.com. NRA's come out with the memo they got. And the White House has responded going, well, that's not our official policy, but it is the recommendation. Just shows that they're disingenuous. They want to confiscate your guns. And I know most of you know that, but the average gun owner still is going, they're unreasonable. Assault weapons aren't used in many crimes. Why do they want to ban them? That won't help the kids. It doesn't make sense. Because they don't care about the kids, folks. It's about disarming us ahead of an organized collapse. Go read the summary of select firearms violence prevention strategies. Go read it. Then we've got feds buy 2 billion rounds of ammo, and the DHS contractor, remember last Monday we broke this? On Friday, apologized for selling shooting targets of children and said they were told to print up $2 million worth of these by Homeland Security, as if that's okay. And remember, even my listeners on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we got a major backlash saying this wasn't real, and there were false hoaxes running the web saying we'd made it up. And those are obviously sock puppets, folks. When we had the company, and the company had been recorded and put out a press release on Tuesday confirming our report, still people are saying this isn't real. Just like they were told to say there are no drones. We want to know about the drone program killing, you know, 100-plus villagers and children illegally in Pakistan. There is no drone program. Well, we guess there is a drone program. Next question. No, there isn't. And see, it's more than that. The globalists admit they're practicing lying in our faces just to get us used to it, to where, yeah, that's just what they do. Crazy lies. Oh, there's no paper targets. There's no 1.6 million bullets. Remember the news said that a few weeks ago? There's no... Last year they said I made it up. Doesn't matter, it's all true, all public. They know you don't know how to go check a federal purchase order. They know you don't follow the links, most mainline people, watching CNN when they say I'm lying about it. They just go, no, it was only 2 million bullets for the DHS, not mentioning the fine print on, you know, CNN and then Washington Post was. They just focused on one little part of the purchase to say, oh, the Social Security Administration responds by saying they need that. So Jones is wrong about the 1.6 billion bullets. I mean, it's all just twisted lying. But it works with the dumbed-down mass out there. Because, I mean, if Will Blitzer's standing there in a big, glistening, giant studio that looks like it's, you know, the set of Dr. Evil's, command center or something, then, I mean, come on. It's Will Blitzer, folks. He's got a gray beard. So that is the type of garbage that we are dealing with. Ron Paul called yet? Okay. Man, I tell you. I got a big stack of news here. Why is Walmart worried? Payroll taxes could cut consumer spending. That's out of the Christian Science Monitor. Could cut the spending? Could cut spending. Spending has already contracted since the payroll taxes kicked in the last month. It's on record that consumer spending has already plunged. and that hiring has plunged, and that because of government-run health care, companies are laying off from 40 hours down to below 30 so that they don't have to get you Obamacare. It was written by big industry to hammer the American worker and drive you into the welfare rolls for collectivization. It was written by the big insurance companies to double premiums the first year and then allow them to tell doctors what care they can give, to double premiums and cut the care you get when you're paying for it. I mean, you couldn't have written something nastier. You couldn't have written something meaner. You couldn't have written something that would have wrecked health care worse than this. You absolutely could not have come up with something more diabolical. Now, he's only got about 15 minutes with us. Former Congressman Ron Paul, best-selling author, joins us. I wanted to get him on because he's been writing and speaking and posting articles at Campaign for Liberty. Breaking down the bubble is really getting big. The QE Unlimited, the global currency crises, with the very authors of the currency crises posing as our saviors. And just last week, more proposals by the G20 for a Bank of the World, SDR, that's global government, to back it all up. Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Can you give us the latest on your analysis on what's happening with the economy and this big event you've been talking about the last few years? How close are we right now? How serious is this currency war?
Well, I think in many ways we're in the middle of it. I think the evidence to the general public is still not there, and there's not been a panic. But the people in Washington and even our central bankers don't face up to the real truth of the matter, and that is we're totally bankrupt. And yet, just printing more money and running up more debt seems to settle the markets. They don't dump their stocks. They don't dump their bonds. But we're in the middle of some unwinding. I think that this is so much different than anything we've gone through, you know, since World War II, and especially even since 1971 with the breakdown of Bretton Woods. But one of these days, we'll wake up some morning and realize that the whole world has given up on the system, just as we woke up one day and the world, especially the Soviets, gave up on the Soviet Union, because the system we have, the monetary system we have, and the economic system is not viable. It can't work, and you can't solve the problem of debt with more debt. And when that particular day comes, I don't think anybody knows the exact day, but we're certainly getting very close to it.
Congressman, getting into specifics and your research there with the Von Mises Institute, pretty much everything you predicted in the last 30 years is now unfolding. From all my research and even what the establishment's saying and the way they're behaving, it's all coming to a head. Now it's 2 billion rounds of bullets and hollow points that are illegal under the Geneva Convention. We've got a new report out where Homeland Security is funding domestic drones, and I'm not making this up, to, quote, track gun purchases. That just broke at Infowars.com. We see military drills expanding everywhere. We see the new Justice Department memo saying, hey, let's just ban guns and confiscate them. It's like I've woken up in an Orwellian nightmare. And we've got this normalcy bias, this mass Stockholm syndrome, where even mainline conservatives, I had Ted Nugent on yesterday, you know, he said, look, the green light's been given on Benghazi, the green light's been given on all this other tyranny, Fast and Furious, nobody got in trouble. And so I think we've reached that point where the tyrants figure out that if they can take us an inch, why not take us a million miles?
No, and I've been getting away with it, but don't you think this has started a while back and it's just accelerating? If you go back to what happened at Waco, if you go back to what happened at Ruby Ridge, I mean, if they can get away with it, they do it. And nobody ever got punished for those mistakes that were made, and now nobody gets punished at all. Matter of fact, the Congress goes along with it. The Congress doesn't really resist and put restraints on the president when it comes to kill this and the use of drones and assassinations, and the funding continues. So it's a very dangerous time that we live in.
Undoubtedly. specifically with all the paramilitary buildup, the arms race going on domestically, what do you think the feds are planning? What do you think they're preparing for, Dr. Paul?
Well, I think they prepare for everything, and they themselves, you know, go with the flow. They don't know exactly what will happen, but they're prepared. They don't know that in 2 months from now there's riots in the street, but they know that there could be. And the same way with the monetary system. They argue academically that, oh, yes, it's okay to print money and debt doesn't matter, you know, the Paul Krugman argument. But I think they know exactly what can happen, the consequence that we warn about and try to prepare for, so they make their preparations. Like I think you mentioned in your introduction about what they do at the international level under the UN and the IMF and the, you know, these Group of 20 and all these. They do plan. So we know what would be the answer, that is sound money and honest money and have commodity money. They want to maintain their power, so they're laying their plans too. But I don't think they know the day they're going to use it. They plan for all contingencies because the action of human beings are not predictable. But when certain events come about, they're laying their plans in their network. So, and it's really scary when you think about the drone. The drone thing should, you know, wake up everybody on what they can do, how much surveillance, how many weapons can they carry when they pretend that they can target any one individual thousands of miles away from the United States with people who maneuver those things even here. What can they do if they decide, well, we're going after this drug dealer, we're going after this guy that owns an illegal weapon, who knows what? And what we do know is, in spite of their fantastic, ability, you know, the advancement in these weapons, we do know that they make a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of collateral damage, and they just write it off. And so I would expect that the people in charge know that there's trouble ahead, and they're laying their plans to react in any way they think necessary.
Dr. Ron Paul is our guest here. Sir, undoubtedly, and I want you to break this down in your own words, but you've spoken to it before, but I marvel. We've had big government. We've had tyrannies before around the world. But the socialist collectivist class, funded by the big special interests that want a monopoly, obviously, of power, to write health care, of course, you know about this, being a retired medical doctor, but my dad's a dentist, oral surgeon, he's also in medical management, and he said to me, he said, son, I knew it when I read the bill, but he's watching it happen. Making people, you know, raising payroll taxes on poor people, taxes on investments, doubling premiums this year. I mean, this is designed to kill the American economy that's competing with China. Obama shutting down the power plants. They are clearly trying to shut down the economy so that everybody goes on welfare and basically bankrupts. This is an economic takeover. Do you agree with that, or can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if I have an absolute insight on all the motivations, because there's a mixture up there. I mean, there are evil people who have evil motives, and they want to do exactly what's happening. There are others, though, who are intellectually totally bankrupt and actually believe this stuff. You know, I think Paul Krugman doesn't sit down and conspire to blow up the world financially. I think he sits down and he is dedicated to proving his philosophy on money and credit are the correct ones. And then there's a lot of other people who are very gullible out there. You know, how many people? Did Obama lose the election? No, I mean, he...
Sure, but I mean, Obama said he was going to give poor people free stuff. He's literally raping them.
Yeah. So there's the people are naive enough to believe that. So you put all that together, and you end up with this calamity because they do not deal with the world as we would like to deal with it, and that is concentrating on individuals who have a right to their own life, have a right to keep the fruits of their labor, have property rights and contract rights and sound money, and get the government out of our way. So they don't work on that. They work on the opposite. But,
sure, but Dr. Paul, here's my question.
I think trying to figure out exactly their scheme and their plan and who did what when has to be counteracted by us getting out in front and saying there is a better way, and that way is something that we had a taste of in this country, and we're losing it. We need to wake up the American people that the answers are there for us. We just want want to look. And I think in many ways that is happening. A lot more people are waking up, but it's going to be a terribly tough struggle.
Sure. I want to get into the Second Amendment. I don't know if you've seen this. It broke Friday, but you're always on to the news I bring up. Summary of select firearms violence prevention strategies for the White House by the Department of Justice actually says basically just outlaw almost all guns and make people turn them in. And now veterans are getting letters who haven't even been diagnosed as, quote, being incompetent, being told prepare to turn your guns in. If they try to take the guns, Congressman, are they trying to start a civil war?
Well, that's once again is trying to interpret everything that they're thinking and they're planning. They're liable to start a civil war by doing it, and for whatever reason they are. But they don't believe that people should have guns. They believe the government should have guns, and they believe this very sincerely as a philosophy. So yes, whether that is exactly what they want, it's hard to say. But I know one thing is they don't want the people to have the guns. But you know, I don't. It's one thing, I think a lot about these problems, but I just don't think that the people are going to give up their guns.
I agree. This is when wars start, when both groups aren't giving up like two trains, and the politicians are off in their ivory towers drinking champagne, saying, let them eat cake. In closing, sir, we've only got about 3 minutes left, campaignforliberty.org. I know you've got some big announcements coming. What Dr. Paul's going to do now that you've left Congress, can you give us a little idea on when these announcements are going to be made so that we can all get behind it?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're coming together now. It was recently announced about the radio broadcast that we'll be doing, and I feel very fortunate that we have that. But there will be others. And I would say in the next 3 months or so that we should have some of this coming out, and I'll have another book. And so a lot of people, you know, thought that, you know, I would be able to sit still and just watch this thing go on. And there's no way. I'm really excited about the opportunities I have now. My time is more my own. I get to travel. But when I want, I don't have to get on that airplane when John Boehner says I have to go out there to vote. So I have a lot more freedom and a lot more opportunities. And hopefully if I do a good job, I will reach more people, not less people. You know, there were a lot of speeches I had to give when there were no people in the audience, you know, when you talk at Congress. So I'm, you know, like on Monday, I'm going to be a week from today, I'll be at George Washington University in Washington. Hopefully I have a nice crowd out there.
You have only begun to fight campaignforliberty.org. How long until you get your website, Ron Paul?
Well, that's up in the air. We're still working on that, but I don't sit and worry about that. I know it's going to come out to our best, and we will be able to take care of it. There's enough flexibility out there. But, you know, I lean toward believing that I'll once again be able to have ronpaul.com.
Very exciting. Sir, all I can say is Godspeed. We thank you for your work. Can we get you to call for impeachment of Obama for Fast and Furious? I mean, I know you're not in Congress now, but should we get a movement to try to impeach Obama?
Well, if you're energized to do that, I can think of other things to do. But people say, well, should he be impeached? Well, impeach him. I think no matter which president was, probably for the past 50 years, for most likely I'd have found reason to impeach him because I'd impeach the whole Congress. So it's an overwhelming task to get everybody out of Washington that ought to be impeached or thrown out. But some people see that as a good a tool. But
absolutely,
it's a political issue.
Thank you, Ron Paul. Thank you so much, sir.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.